Before we start this episode, I'd like to thank Anchor. Anchor is a sponsor today. If you need to make a podcast, just go ahead and go to anchor.fm, the easiest way to make a podcast. You upload the audio, and they have editing tools, transitions, and more that you can put into it. And then all you have to do is publish your episode, and they will put it on the websites for you. Once again, thank you, Anchor, for being sponsors of it.
Welcome to Shut Up and Listen.
And I'm Jordan Guthrie. She's my worldwide companion, and I'm her human companion. Today's episode, we're talking about one of my favorite subjects, arguing. And we're going to be arguing about why Shakespeare sucks. Now, let's get to it. I understand some people are not going to, but listen. The Tempest is a ripoff of Forbidden Planet. Hamlet, ripoff of The Lion King. There's much more examples, but those are some of the two major ones. And, honestly, he hasn't known to play for at least 100 years. Rivman Moreldo? Man, he's owed like 3 to 4 in the last year. Shakespeare, if he doesn't come out with nothing, he's not going to be the top anymore. And also, it's real easy to fake poetic talent. If thou thought words, doth not make thou sense. Honestly.
But Trent, you already quote Shakespeare.
Okay, what do you mean by quote Shakespeare? Okay.
You're like, if you ever say break the ice or elbow or even assassination.
So what? Dr. Seuss made up words. Zuma's. Yazamata's. Funnel. Ham make a smicker icka smicker icka snoop nizzards. You got nothing on me.
Also, if you read him, you will get more references like what the skull thing is about.
Okay, Shakespeare admitted to stealing the other creator's works for his own. Tell me that's not a reason not to read him. Well, no, many people take it, but not a lot of people get love for it. I make a fan of it. I don't expect to get praise for it centuries after I die, do I? No. Guess what? Shakespeare does. Did he expect it? Probably not, but he does get it. So I'm getting the point that we should not place Shakespeare, a dead guy. We should place authors who are alive. He's so overrated, and we need to understand that as a society. All I can. But reading Shakespeare won't do me nothing good. I have, for one, 47 books that I've all read. I have new books coming in. And the fact that I read more than you do. So, what do you say? How about you just let this thing go? And we'll be all cool, all chill about it.
It's good for you.
In the future, I'm going to give you guys a real quick mid-roll to thank our sponsors, Audible. Audible is an Amazon-owned company that can get you audiobooks. I personally use Audible because I have a busy life, busy schedule. So for my earbuds and stuff at Audible, right now I'm listening to Celtic Mythology, and I'm running a lot. So go ahead and go to audible.com, and now we're going to resume back with the rest of the podcast. If I make you happy and not destroy the world right now, can I will read a book written by Shakespeare. Yeah.